Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson. Joining me here in studio is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. And by telephone today, we have the Crow Wing County Administrator, Tim Houle, with us. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on today, Jim.
My pleasure. And we should also mention you are the president of the board of directors for the Center for Rural Policy and Development. And so you have your extra duties. I bet you get paid real well for that one.
Yeah, you know, the pay, I'm not going to quit my day job. Let's put it that way.
Say, you wanted to talk a little bit about the challenges of workforce, well, development, as well as just, you know, sort of filling available positions in rural parts of the state.
You know, Jim, we have a serious demographic bubble. Some are referring to it as the silver tsunami coming as the baby boom generation, which is the largest generation in American history. It's sort of a bubble, if you will, moving through the demographic workforce. And now we're seeing that baby boomers are starting to retire. So we built a lot of schools for baby boomers, and we know that some of those had to close subsequently. We have had baby boomers active in the workplace, and now as they retire, we're going to need new retirement solutions for the baby boomers. So we're probably going to see assisted living kinds of centers growing in the near term. But what the impact on the workforce right now is that as baby boomers are leaving their job for retirement, the generation that's following them is smaller by comparison. Now, it's an interesting demographic fact that that's happening, you know, around the U.S., certainly not unique to Minnesota, certainly not unique to the metropolitan area either. The metropolitan area is going to suffer from that demographic shift just as surely as greater Minnesota is going to. But my guess is that they may have a little bit more resiliency in how they can attract workers. And so in greater Minnesota, that workforce shortage could become, I expect it to become, a pretty acute crisis over the course of the next, you know, 10 to 15 years as a generation moves into retirement. In central Minnesota, for instance, we're expecting that a little over 100,000 people will become age 64 or over. Those are people who are leaving the workforce, and the population coming in behind them will of 15 to 64, that working age population, is going to be shrinking by 3,800. And so you can see that that's a 95,000 person workforce shortage. And so it's going to be crucially important for rural communities to try to make themselves attractive places for people to be.
Well, I really appreciate your time and your well-spoken knowledge about the challenges in rural Minnesota for workforce development. Thanks so much, Tim.
Oh, happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Tim Houle, he is the president of the Center for Rural Policy and Development's board, as well as the Crow Wing County Administrator. And this has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.